Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Third and Footlong Show here on Planet FM 104.6. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, DT. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Darren?
I am doing fine. How was your weekend?
It was very good. We were in an acting class together, weren't we?
We were indeed.
I know.
4 weeks. As if this isn't enough for you to have to put up with me.
I know. Two hours of acting.
2 hours of acting every Saturday.
And you played God, didn't you?
I did play God this week. Did you play Charlie?
I played Charlie.
You were Charlie.
God.
Yeah, God. I was. What was I doing? Yeah. Then this week we've got to do monologues.
Monologues. And I hear that you are Mr. Darcy.
Could you imagine me as Mr. Darcy?
I'm pretty sure you just got it because of the accent.
And what are you?
I'm Rianne from Dinner for Schmucks. I've never seen it and or heard of it, but we'll give it a go. And I'm talking about Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm talking about my love of someone.
Oh, that's so nice.
No.
That's so nice, Darren.
No, it's not.
Love life.
So here we are, Monday night. We are live on air again. A big thank you to Shiraz last week. It was a great show. We've had some great feedback on that show as well.
I know. It done very well. And the teams played, did they not, over in the Gold Coast?
They certainly did. The local American football news that we have for you tonight is, as Shiraz mentioned last week, New Zealand were over on the Gold Coast against Australia. Not probably the outcomes we would have wanted. But the under-18s lost 46-6. The Pacifica under-16s, 14-6. It was a very tight game. The men's heartbreak, 20 points to 16. New Zealand were on a drive with less than 2 minutes to go.
Oh, no,
the quarterback threw the ball. The receiver caught it and then palmed it to the guy running to the end zone. Literally, they were 2 yards out, he dropped it.
Oh.
And then Australia recovered it in the end zone. Oh, less than two minutes to go. It was heartbreak. But well done to the boys for going over there and representing. The result, yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
Well, it does matter, but it's Australia. But it doesn't matter. And the other news this week is we've been contacted by another team.
Oh,
yes, indeed.
Week?
Yes, the Graham White, of the head coach of the Pacific Coast Sharks, has been in touch. So we're looking forward to getting Graham on the show. Graham also runs the Bay of Plenty Junior Flag Football Program.
Fun.
Which is very successful and was interviewed, I think, on TVNZ1 a short while ago.
Oh, nice.
So we'll post that video.
So this is a step up from TVNZ1, isn't it?
This here.
Definitely a step up from TVNZ1.
There is way more people listen to this show than anybody watches TVNZ1. Plus, the government don't get to interfere with our show.
Yes, that's also true.
So that is the local news. So moving on, what you can expect tonight is obviously local news. We are then going to go into the signature dish scoreboard, then onto NFL news, and then we will conclude with state of the NFC.
Nice. And what did the fast food rankings do this week?
Well, what it was about signature dishes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the signature dish of McDonald's
is
the Big Mac.
So not the fast food chain overall.
No.
Just this one specific
food.
Okay.
So it was the Big Mac versus the Whopper versus the chicken burger versus the Subway sandwich, the Domino's or the pizza, the Wendy's Baconator, the Taco Bell tacos or the Kebab Shop kebab. So whilst the Kebab Shop isn't a global chain, now kind of gets me in trouble because we didn't put sushi in. But
I just messaged you because I saw that everyone was eating sushi for lunch. And I was like, oh, yeah, because sushi's kind of fast food.
I reckon this week we have a what you having for lunch.
That's a good one.
And then not to be sort of mistaken for Jack Ansett, the comedian's what's everyone having for dinner show. This is not a ripoff of that in any way, shape or form.
No. It's just
what are you eating for lunch? So we will post that this week and you can give us your thoughts on what is your go-to lunch. So anyway, the signature dish or the signature item. Poor old, what did we have here? Yes, the Baconator and the Domino's pizza only got 4%. KFC got nothing.
That doesn't surprise me.
It surprises me. It's
I used to work at KFC and no one really orders the sandwiches. It's all about the chicken.
It is. The Whopper, 4%. I love the Whopper. It's great. Subway sandwich got 8%.
Oh, yeah.
So a couple of people in there. The Taco Bell tacos got 12, but it was a two-horse race the whole way. The Kebab Shop Kebab coming in with 32%.
Yeah.
Fell short of the Big Mac, 36%.
And the Big Mac has two patties or one patty? I've never eaten a Big Mac.
I think it's one.
I don't know.
Can have the large Big Mac and that's two.
And then they have a special sauce, don't they?
Yeah, the Big Mac sauce. Even people who don't have Big Macs, I have a daughter and her boyfriend that do that. If I ever go to McDonald's, it's like, could you get me a triple cheeseburger? Oh, with Big Mac sauce. I'm like, why don't you just order a Big Mac? It's got Big Mac sauce on.
Yeah, well, that would be logical.
It makes me mad. It's such an old man rant. It's such a get-off-my-lawn rant.
It really is. It is. I have zero opinions about most of this food because
I
can't
eat it.
Yeah,
but if you had a food and it had the sauce on, why order another food that doesn't to then add the sauce that's just on the other food anyway?
I don't know. When I used to be able to eat at Pizza Hut, I used to get the Hawaiian with the barbecue swirl because I like pineapple on pizza. And I like barbecue sauce.
Well, that is the end of the third and footlong show. We can't have confessions like that. Ruining the show.
I can't really talk about your daughter who gets a triple cheeseburger with Big Macs.
Nah. Well, let's talk about some comments that did come through. So Chantelle in Sydney was like, if you're not saying McDonald's, you're wrong. However, Taco Bell might be considered.
I would say Macca's, though.
Yes. Emma was trying to hijack it by bringing desserts back in. That was shut down. Having none of that. Don't just bring...
I would say signature, Froco. Froco would be my go-to.
Whilst we allow people to vote, it's not a democracy.
No, it's not.
Craig, the Big Mac should be called the Marry Me Burger.
What?
Because it's perfect in every way.
Oh, wow.
Craig, you romantic, you.
Wow.
CJ Pearson... I think the key variable to be considered in this hypothesis is how drunk or high you are at the time you buy.
That is fair. There was quite an interesting crowd coming through KFC at midnight on a Friday.
And then Craig came back in and said, where is mild butter chicken? For many good Indian, this has to be absolute stranglehold for decades. If kebab shop kebabs can make the list, then why is butter chicken not there?
That's actually a fair point.
It's a fair point. Corin came in and said, it's absolutely appalling that this poll creator is promoting type 2 diabetes. I went, thank you, Corin. Next week we'll be doing the energy drink chart.
That's just heart problems, isn't it?
It is.
Heart problems and insomnia.
And then finally, the unofficial historian of the third and footlong show.
Yeah.
Dino's back.
Dino's back.
And we have to say to Dino, it's Dino's birthday today, so happy birthday, Dean, over there in Brisbane. The only option on the list is the Subway sandwich. The sandwich being popularised by John Montagu, an aristocratic bounder, cad and fourth Earl of Sandwich. An intensive gambler, he asked for meat between two slices of bread so he could play cards and eat simultaneously. British innovation and productivity at play in the 18th century, but the origin of sandwich comes from the East, the pita being a prototype.
Yes.
What would we do on the show without Dean?
I don't know. We'd have to actually do our own research, which would be really hard.
We might have to invite him on once just for him to tell us why.
I don't know why you didn't invite him on today. It was his birthday.
Well, he's probably out enjoying his birthday, I would say.
Oh, you could enjoy it with us.
Some of the teams voted, I think. One of the Auckland teams voted for the kebab. It's the Pacific Coast Sharks.
Kebab.
Kebab.
Kebab is really the only correct answer, in my opinion.
It is.
It's also really the only one I can eat on that list, so kebab for one. What about you, Darren? What one were you picking?
I actually voted.
And what'd you vote?
I voted kebab.
So this is a kebab first show?
Yeah, this is the official.
What is your meat, though?
Oh, mixed.
Yes, okay,
yeah,
good.
100% mixed.
So we're fine here?
Yeah, we're
good.
On. Excellent work. Nice work. We can last another episode without falling out.
I know. I thought the pizza was going to end it, really.
That's right. Well, pineapple on pizza could have ended it.
Pineapple on pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Stop it.
The Rams just came back from a Hawaiian-based camp, didn't they?
They did.
A couple weeks ago. So, fun time. Should we shift into the news?
I was watching TV last week, and lots of videos of the Rams going to Melbourne popping up.
Yes. Well, we're hopefully going to Melbourne as well, aren't
Hell
we?
Hell, yeah. Where's that press pass?
I don't know. I put an application.
Have you not applied yet?
It is on my to-do list, Darren, okay?
That's it. I'll call you out and shame you on the show.
Thank you.
Here we go. Shall we go in for some news?
Yes, we should. Should we start with Tristan Wirfs? Unfortunately, not being able to begin the season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
No.
Very
not in good. Yes, it is. Yeah, this early to, for those sort of things to happen.
Yeah.
And a key part of that team as well.
Honestly, you could argue that he's one or two of the most important offensive player on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a big loss for them.
Yeah.
Talking of big losses, Indianapolis, Daniel Jones, Anthony Richardson. Phew, I told you this was coming, right?
I know you did say. I don't know what I owe you, but I felt like I owed you something.
I think you have to kick a field goal from 20 metres.
See, I think I can't do that, but I'm happy to try. Ryan Poles signed through to 2029 for the Bears.
Interesting, seeing as they've had a number of losing seasons, but I think given the fact that they have sort of got, you know, Caleb Williams in a position, they've drafted well, he got a ton of draft capital, which got them to where they are. It's kind of not a surprise, but he's also one of those that could be fired next year as well if they underperform.
Well, the offensive line is terrible, and he's an ex-offensive lineman from Boston College.
Yeah.
It's just interesting.
So you find that? Look at the Denver Broncos. They had John Elway, and he could not pick a quarterback. But did he want to pick someone that was better than him?
That's a good point. I didn't think of it that way, but that's a good
trying
point.
To overwrite your own legacy and stuff like that. Kirk Cousins claiming betrayal.
I could understand why you'd claim betrayal. Falcons are quite good at breaking people's hearts.
That's right. Did not know, 28-3. Did not know that they were going to sign a quarterback in the draft after signing him.
Well, even how they exited Matt Ryan was not actually a pleasant...
No.
There was a betrayal, like going off for Deshaun Watson, and Matt Ryan's just like, excuse you? Like, what? Terry McLaurin trade situation also bringing a bit of drama to the offseason.
Yeah, I saw today that last season... He had more touchdown receptions than any other wide receiver in Washington history.
That's interesting. I did not know that.
No, I didn't know that till I saw it. I watched something and saw that. They're expecting him to sign, but it's just messy, right? There's a lot of unsigned people at the minute. TJ Watt.
Yep. Stephon.
What did I hear today? The Lions for TJ Watt.
Lions owner. I would love that. Now, Aiden Hutchinson, Lions. Yep, let's go.
Yeah, he's had the most sacks of any player in the last 4 years, and then Trey Hendrickson, also unsigned, is third.
Miles Garrett's two player.
Well, they're wondering if Watt and Hendrickson are holding out for Garrett money.
I would assume they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. And Dominic and Sue retires.
Officially, that was fun. And then shall we wrap it up with two NFC new uniforms before we head to the state of the NFC?
Yes,
we can. New white helmet for the Saints.
Yes. That'd be nice.
Yep. And then Commander's new old school uniform, and that they're bringing back the Super Bowl era, which is, well, like 30-plus years ago for them now.
That's right. Well, maybe they think they've got the team that can do it.
Yeah, so I feel like that's putting a bit of bad juju on it, though.
We will find out tonight when we go through the NFC, right?
Yeah, so shall we start off maybe with the NFC East then and the Commanders?
Yes, let's do that. So we've got the Commanders, signed Deebo Samuel, got rid of Zach Ertz.
Did they get rid of Zach?
He's still there. Did he say?
He's still there.
Is he? Okay, sorry. Chin's gone. McLaughlin could be gone. I think that'll be good. I think they probably are going to still be the second best team in that division.
Yes, well, the Eagles are just trumping them.
Yes. Who did they sign? Dylan and Marshall? Or re-signed? And then, so they're still going to be massively strong on defense, right?
The Commanders.
No, the Eagles. Yeah.
Oh, the Eagles, 100%. But they did actually get rid of a few, like, key defensive players with Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, Darius Slay, and CJGJ.
I think the challenge the Commanders have got is they've got, well, can they replicate what they did last year?
And I don't think they can, because last year they had a less stronger schedule because they weren't very good the year before. This year they're facing better competition because the NFC East are versing the AFC West this year, which isn't a great division to be versing.
No.
So they're also versing the NFC South, so they have a bit of a leeway there. And then you've got interdivision, you have some pretty nasty defenses they're going to come up against, because the Giants defense probably will actually be quite good.
Yeah, I mean, the Commanders, I mean, I still think they will be the second best team
in the division. Yes, 100%.
And then it's going to be a real fight between the other two, I reckon.
If they lose Terry McLaurin, though, I do actually think they could drop in their division.
Yeah, they would have to scramble pretty quickly to get someone. Yep. That's for sure. So I think the Commanders, Jaden Daniels, he's good enough to do it again.
100%, yeah. Dedicated enough. I think breakout star potential, Luke McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Thought he came along quite well towards the end of the year. And then probably favourite player on that team, who's yours?
Oh, it's Jaden Daniels.
Okay, mine's Frankie Louvu.
Okay.
Mainly because of the whole saga of him trying to stop the Eagles and the Tush Push.
Yes.
That was just fabulous last season when he was just jumping over the line and then they had to almost forfeit a touchdown. It was quite insane. So since we talked a bit about the Eagles, should we flow into them?
Yes, I think they'll be strong. They'll go into the postseason.
Can they repeat though?
Repeating so hard. How many teams have ever done it? Six.
Also, was actually your take on Jalen Hurts?
I think he gets a lot of bad press, unnecessarily.
Oh, yeah. I think he gets a lot of unnecessary bad press, but I... Like, do you think he's better than Baker Mayfield? I'm actually not sure what I think of Jalen Hurts, because I feel like he just kind of exists and he's a really solid, stable presence in that offense, but I wouldn't even say, I would say he's probably like the fourth best player on, or actually if you count the offensive line, he's actually probably almost the ninth best player on offense.
I would say from a passing point of view, no, he's not better than Baker Mayfield.
Yep.
Obviously his all round game is a little bit
because of the mobility.
And because of that, allowed the tush-push thing to kind of happen and stuff, so...
And I think he is a good quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles fan base.
I just don't think he's very media-friendly, and I think that's where people kind of go, I don't really know this guy, and he's difficult to know, and...
But he does do media.
He's not very outwardly, and that's not what his job is. His job's to throw touchdowns.
Yes, and like he's not like one of... You know when you're watching American TV, or like when Ellen used to be on, and then... People would, like, get a present and they'd scream and shout. I feel like he'd be the person and be like, thank you.
Cheers. Thanks for that.
Thanks.
The Cowboys.
George Pickens, that will be fun.
Yes.
I have no idea how that's going to end up. It's a situation that's interesting, like the Micah Parsons. Are you going to pay him or there's rumours of trade? I don't know what's happening there.
Yeah, people would snap for him.
Oh, 100%.
100%. You'd pay a ton of money.
Yeah. My favourite thing about the Cowboys is the wall of Tylers, though, at the offensive line. How they have, like, three or four people called Tyler on the offensive line.
And then all of their backup quarterbacks gone.
Yep.
Trey Lance, Cooper Rush, all gone. So, Dak's it, really.
And if they lose Dak again, they're done.
Yeah. Well, they have been the classic one-person team, right, for the last 3 or 4 years. If Dak gets injured, they are the Miami Dolphins of the NFC.
Oh,
if Tua's injured, Miami are finished. There's nothing. So,
100%. Trayvon Diggs and Darren Bland hopefully coming back off injuries as well for their secondary.
Yes.
And then we're back in action with the New York Giants, maybe, potentially. Who knows?
Yeah, Russ cooking in New York. Do you reckon?
I actually think by the end of the season, it'll be Jameis Winston starting. And I don't know why I think that, but that's just what I think is going to happen. Because I think they're going to throw Jackson Dart in there against such difficult opposition, and then they're pretty much going to crush his dreams, and then it'll just be Jameis Winston because they can't go back to Russell Wilson, and then that's just it. And I feel sad because the Giants' defense is actually really good.
Russell Wilson, Hall of Fame or not?
I actually think he's somehow undone his Hall of Fame career at the end of his career.
Yeah. There's just too much circus and all of that.
I think it would be like a Terrell Owens situation, wouldn't it? Where it would take years, and I think there's better people before him. Was that the question you wanted to ask me?
Yeah, that was the question. Yeah,
that was the one question.
The Giants, everybody's on the heater.
Everyone
could be fired by week 6 if they have a bad start.
Kayvon Thibodeau also trade rumours. There's lots of edges trade rumours flowing around at the moment, isn't there?
There's a lot of unhappy, unsettled people. A lot of unsigned people. 4 days before things go to camp and like nobody... Just
30, like of the second round, 30 of them are unsigned.
I know.
Like it's weird. Well, I know why it's happened because the fully guaranteed contract for the Houston Texans threw a wrench in everyone's plans. But yeah. How very stunning.
And interesting, I read some sort of like, what the word is I'm looking for, draft. the draft, but when people analysis, have had time to analysis. Yeah. This division fares quite well. The Commanders were 18th. The Cowboys 9th. The Eagles 11th and the Giants 7th. That's pretty high for four teams in the same division.
It's very high for four teams in the same division.
Let's go. Should we go NFC North?
NFC North, what everyone says is the best division this year, which everyone said that about the AFC North last year and they did not deliver, so I'm hoping NFC North this year can deliver.
They can deliver, yeah. So the Lions?
Dan Campbell, can he do it without his two star play calling coordinators?
One of which is in their division.
I know.
Yes, that must hurt. I think the Lions probably arguably the most under pressure team in that division this year.
Yes, they have to deliver.
Yeah.
Jahmyr Gibbs, I think, is going to have an even better year than last year.
They have a stunning team.
Frank Ragnow is a massive loss, so it'll be interesting to see how they stock at that issue.
Re-signed Tim Patrick, who's managed to stay healthy.
I know. All good. Should we go to other wide receiver news with the Green Bay Packers?
Yes.
Their wide receiver room is full of drama.
What is normally a very stable organisation.
Yes, it's a bit...
It's a bit unstable
prickly.
At the moment, yes.
Prickly indeed.
What have they got? Jair Alexander?
Gone.
Yep. Dylan?
Gone.
Gone. So it's going to be interesting. They could arguably be the third best team in that division this year.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Without doubt. Love, I'm not 100% sure he's proven himself enough yet.
Yeah. I am excited for the when they verse the Ravens and Steelers, because you've got Aaron Rodgers going back to Green Bay. Then you have Jair Alexander going back to Green Bay. After he did his whole thing down in Carolina, which was interesting, we talked about earlier this year on the podcast. So, yeah, all around interesting time.
I think the most interesting team in this division is the Vikings.
Oh, is that because J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah. They are virtually starting a rookie QB.
Mm-hmm. That has to deliver.
And they've lost so many people.
Oh,
like Sam Darnold.
They've kept Brian Flores, though, which I think was really good of them.
I think so, but like that offense is going to be tested. While they've got probably arguably the best wide receiver in the league, a rookie quarterback, effectively, coming off a really serious injury as well.
And they have a really good running game. And some good tight ends. Like, they do have the pieces there for him, and they have a good offensive line. So, all in all, it's all down to J.J. McCarthy.
That's true. The Bears?
The Bears also rehauled their offensive line, have given Caleb Williams everything he needs to go out and deliver. They've got an amazing wide receiving room, amazing tight end room, good, strong offensive line talent. I just don't know if they can work together.
No.
So that
is it a load of individuals? Yeah. And you've still got the Caleb Williams. Is he the guy? Is he not the guy?
I hope Rome and Dunze, though, comes out and breaks out, because that'd be cool.
No, he's a great player. When I looked at their draft, 23, 24, 32, and 3. The Bears were ranked 3.
Damn.
The Vikings were ranked 32.
Damn.
So, interesting division. Quickly moving to the NFC South. This team, when I looked at the draft... predictions for them was the worst.
What is it?
21 for the Bucks, 29 for the Falcons, 30 for the Saints, and 25 for the Panthers. So they were in the bottom 11, all four teams.
Well, the Falcons did the bizarre thing where they picked two edge rushers in the first round because they're like, we're just going to solve it now.
Yeah.
And it has to work for them because they gave up a lot of capital to get there.
That's right. The Falcons, though, have got a great young team.
They've got so much talent. It's so frustrating. Like, it's literally the broken heart team, because you're like, why can't you just be better
Please
for me?
Please win.
Just do this.
You know that Stickman thing where he pokes it to just do something?
This is why are you not delivering? Oh, my God.
They have got so much young talent with Pitts and London and Penix.
Ridiculous.
And crazy. The Bucks, who we spoke about, losing
Tristan Wirfs, that's a big deal.
Still have Baker, re-signed Godwin, but injuries.
Liam Cohen left for the Jags head coach, so that'll be interesting. I think Baker's going to actually get better, though. I think throughout his career, he's just gotten better and better. I do think they should make a trade for a good tight end.
Yeah.
I think they have paid Otten, but they really need a star tight end, and I think it will just be even better.
And Evans will be there still, and... for me, they're still the favourite to win it.
Oh, 100%. And then I just 30 seconds on what is going on with the Saints.
Oh.
I actually don't know what I think of the team. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, what is going on down here? like I said, does Mickey Loomis just want to leave? Maybe he just needs a fresh scene. I don't get it. Like, what is going on?
Cam Akers, Brandon Cook. What's the quarterback situation? Tyler Shubb type person.
Even the hire of Kellen Moore was just we'll just take him. And like, it's just bonk. I don't understand.
It's and then they are going to finish bottom.
Oh, yes.
Without doubt.
And it's really sad because there's some good veteran talent, like you named before.
The Panthers, a lot of re-signing, but not Hunter Renfrew. That's a decent signing.
Yes, no.
I rated him at the Raiders.
And I quite like Xavier Leggett. I think he could step up this year. I feel like constantly we're saying every year that they're the young team. So are they old now? Because I think we've been saying they're young for 5 years.
Bryce Young, obviously year three.
Yes.
Benched early last year. They've re-signed Dalton.
I think Dalton's a good presence for him.
I know, but you've constantly got that over you. JC Horn. So they've got... I don't see them getting anywhere near the top two, though.
No, I don't think they fixed their defense. Their problem was the defense. The offense is coming along. It's the defense that's shocking.
It's probably going to be a 9-8 team that wins that division.
Yes. Again. And it'll be the Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it'll be 9-8, 8-9, 6-11, and 1-16, something like that. And then quickly finishing off with the NFC West.
Can we start with San Francisco 49ers?
Yes.
Because I actually think that one person will not be there at the end of the season. I think it's either going to be Kyle Shanahan wins out or Lynch wins out. I think it's turning into the Titan situation where they both seem to kind of dislike each other and doing things separately. And I think one of them's going to win.
It's amazing. I mean, it's always going to be surely Lynch.
I don't know.
General manager, surely. I don't know. Well, Shanahan's never won anything for them. Two Super Bowls.
He's imploded.
I know.
It's really bad.
Well, he's grown a mullet. You can see that he's having a hard time.
Excuse me, I have a mullet, Darren? What are you saying about me? Excuse me?
You've imploded.
I've imploded. I imploded years ago before the mullet. It's fine.
But they've got Purdy. They've signed him to a massive contract. It's deliver time.
Yeah.
I think they're probably going to be the third best team in that division.
100%, with the Rams being first.
Yeah.
Sean McVay
second.
Made such good decisions, drafted a good tight end. Rams are solid, got it.
Davante Adams, Jimmy Garoppolo, Matt Stafford.
Oh, got it, yeah. No. Seahawks will just be interesting to see how the defense grows. I think it's going to be a good time.
Ranked the number two draft.
I know, I think it's because they drafted the steal of the draft and the offensive line.
The Rams were 28, the Seahawks 2,
mm-hmm.
the 49ers 17, and the Cardinals 10. I know, I thought that. But
I think it's because they got a few good pickups later in the draft. I really like Trey McBride with the Cardinals. I think he might be my favourite player on that team. And also I like that Clayus Campbell went back.
Yeah, Clayus Campbell.
It's just a fun story to follow.
Yep.
But yeah, Cardinals, I'm excited to see what they're going to be this year. It'll be interesting to see how they
Jacoby
perform.
Brissett is the backup.
Is that where he went?
I think that's where he went, yeah.
He just appears occasionally and he'll play at least one game this season.
Kyler Murray will be Kyler Murray.
No, so I actually think, is this the final year of Kyler Murray with the Cardinals?
You reckon he could go?
I reckon they could just hit a reset, or either he asked to move on.
They just haven't had the team around him. I think talent.
I really like Kyler Murray.
He's got attitude.
I think he's going to have like a Baker Mayfield type career that he goes off to the right place and is suddenly just stunning. This is the person who he thought he was going to be. I just think maybe he might actually ask to move on because I just don't think they've treated him well.
No. And again, another head coach that's going to be in trouble under pressure.
Yes, 100%.
100. 49ers, that's an interesting situation. I mean, Purdy, that's the guy now.
Yeah, you've got to pay him.
You've got to pay him and you've got to go through it. And they've lost Debo Samuel and it's going to be interesting. Seahawks, Cooper Kupp and all that. So it's definitely going to be an interesting division.
I know, I'm just very excited to see what the NFC is going to bring about this year.
Yeah, well, next week what you can expect is more food-related stuff. And from there, you can also expect the state of the AFC.
Yes, I think it's going to be a really fascinating time to be talking about the AFC next week.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I think some of us might have some interest in that conference.
I think some of us might in this room have some interest in the AFC conference. I do think it will be good, and hopefully we'll talk more next week.
Yeah, so thanks for listening in, and we'll be back next week. Don't forget to catch us on all of our other channels. Thank you. Good night.